USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China's foreign minister is saying it is time that the U.S. start working with the Beijing government in the coronavirus fight instead of constantly bashing China. Wang Yi saying he's sympathetic towards the U.S. because of the country's high virus death toll, but he says there is another virus spreading in the States which he calls political and thrives on attacking China. He's proposing collaborating in the development of economic policies that would benefit both countries of the world. The White House has not responded yet. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett is warning Americans to be ready for more painfully high unemployment rates, at least for the next few months.
Since there's still initial claims for unemployment insurance in May, that the unemployment rate will be higher in June than in May, but then after that it should start to trend down.
Hassett there on CNN, and this is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
New York's Timothy Cardinal Dolan says he appreciates President Trump's push for churches to reopen, but the Archbishop of New York says he also appreciates the need for continued restrictions, and the reopening should be gradual.
We want to be open as quickly as possible. Our people are urging it. But we also need to be attentive to the health care precautions that have been wisely outlined by our professionals and by our elected officials.
There is no mass today or in the immediate future at some of New York's most famous churches like St. Patrick's Cathedral. And when masses do resume, the Cardinal says he'll see that they abide by CDC guidelines that masks and hand sanitizer be used. Millions of Americans in the central U.S. to be impacted by severe weather this Memorial Day weekend as heavy thunderstorms are expected across the central plains. Downpours, hail, and damaging winds are likely from South Dakota to central Texas. The Midwest to southern plains could see bad weather tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the world waits for a COVID-19 vaccine, researchers are working overtime to produce one. The so-called Ad5 vectored COVID-19 vaccine, developed by the Beijing Institute of Biotechnology, is one that is showing some promise. More from USA Radio's Wendy King.
According to a study published by The Lancet, a potential vaccine for COVID-19 appears to be safe and able to generate an immune response against the virus. The DEUCE study marks the first time the vaccine was tested in humans. Currently, there's more than 100 COVID-19 vaccines in development worldwide.
A new survey showing households across the U.S. are turning to streaming TV shows as the coronavirus pandemic continues to force Americans to stay at home, and not just recent ones. According to CableTV.com, the sitcom Friends is the number one show in the nation. The NBC sitcom, most popular in 11 U.S. states, including California, New York, Texas, Florida, and Ohio. And a wallet that was stolen from a Lodi, California woman at a theater 60 years ago, now back in her possession. Construction workers at Lodi Sunset Theater found the perfectly preserved red leather wallet with then 15-year-old Donna Brown's ID and picture still inside. They ended up tracking her down by social media. It's believed a thief had stolen her wallet during a show in 1962, tossing it into the attic where it fell behind a wall. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.